crucifixion can last 3 to 5 days.
然后你的血一滴一滴流出来。
And your blood keep flowing.
你里面的血液越来越高。
And your blood pressure keep increasing.
越来越干渴。
You get more and more thirsty.
所以你能死不能死。
You want to die, but you cannot die.
要活不能活。
You cannot even live.
是谁发明这样残忍的刑罚呢？
Who invented such cruel punishment? The Romans.
罗马人知道这个很残忍。
They knew that this is very cruel.
不会用十字架来刑罚罗马的公民。
So a Roman citizen will not be crucified.
他们只把十字架放在外邦的身上。
It is used for non-Romans.
耶稣基督知道不知道十字架的痛苦呢？
Did Jesus know of the pain and suffering of the cross?
当然他是神，什么都知道。
Of course, he knew all things.
但是从他是人，他的知识是有限制的。
But his human knowledge could be limited.
但是历史记载，
But history shows.
耶稣12岁的时候，
When Jesus was 12,
13岁的时候，
13,
在拿撒勒曾经有100多个犹太人背叛罗马，同一天被钉在十字架上。
In Nazareth, there were more than 100 crucifixion of Christians.
如果你想象是耶稣到耶路撒冷以前，
so you imagine before Jesus went to Jerusalem,
或者是耶稣从耶路撒冷回来以后，
or coming back from Jerusalem,
他看见在通往拿撒勒的路上，左右两边各有差不多50-60个十字架，把人挂在那边。他从家里出门，就看见100-200个被挂的人。
On his journey, he would have seen many, many crosses and many, many Jews crucified.
心里的深处知道，以后他的结局就是这样。
Deep in his heart, he must have known that in the future,
就是要这样被钉而死。
He will be crucified in this manner.
但他从来不退缩。
But he has never fallen behind.
现在很多的牧师听“共产党”三个字就抖了。
Many pastors shake when they hear the word communist.
公安来了就吓得出冷汗。
Or public security coming, they are afraid.
怎么可以称自己是牧师是传道的
？So how can you be a preacher of the word?
香港有一个牧师。
In Hong Kong, there's a pastor.
我们勇敢。
Say we got to be bold.
为主做见证。
Bear witness.
让97没有来以前，他先把五星红旗先挂起来。
Before 1997 start, he raised the Chinese flag.
比别人更先把五星红旗挂起来。
Faster than everybody else.
爱国是没有错的。
It is not wrong to love your country.
爱国不等于爱党。
But it doesn't mean you love the party.
大家说一二三。在没有共产党以前，已经有中国。
Before the Communist Party, there's China.
在有一天共产党消灭以后，还有中国。
One day after the Communist Party disappeared, there will be China.
在没有国民党以前，
Before the Nationalists, there's China.
在国民党有点消灭以后，还有中国。
After the nationalist go, there is still China.
中国不是国民党的。
China doesn't belong to the nationalist party.
中国也不是共产党的。
Doesn't belong to the communist party.
中国是中国人的。
China belongs to the Chinese.
中国人是上帝造的。
Belong to created by God. Thanks be to God.
忠于神。
You want to be loyal to God?
不是忠于人。
Not to men.
谁说我们基督徒不爱国呢？
Who say that the Christians do not love the country?
我相信我比很多共产党人更爱国。
I believe I love the country more than many communist party.
共产党人是爱钱不爱国。
Many communist party people love money.
习近平要抓老虎。
So Xi Jinping want to catch the tigers. The corrupted people.
我曾经说的，他比武松更痛苦。
I say he worked harder than 武松。
武松只有打一只虎。
武松 kill one tiger.
他打很多老虎。
Xi Jinping want to kill many.
我们为他祷告。
So we want to pray for him.
打老虎有毅力。
So that he has determination.
给他可以有这个 consistency. 继续打到完。
And continue to hit them all.
中国不是老虎的问题罢了。
But in China, the problem not just corruption.
很多的问题比老虎更可怕。
There are many worse corruption problems.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们爱国不等于爱党。
We love the country need not mean that we love the party.
爱国是爱我们的百姓。
We love our people.
爱我们中国的前途。
We love the future of China.
爱中国的灵魂得救的问题。
We love the souls of China.
这些是真正爱国的表现。
These are true marks of loving the country.
鲁迅在日本读医科的时候，
When 鲁迅 was studying medicine in Japan,
毕业典礼以前，
Before the graduation ceremony,
同学会演出了一篇的电影。
The students play a movie.
许多人中国学生都去看了。
Many Chinese students went to watch it.
去看的时候呢，
When he went,
突然间发现了，原来电影里面所演的就是中国人被日本炸死的情形。
He discovered that the play has Chinese been killed by the Japanese.
他看完了以后呢，
After he watched the movie,
整个醒悟过来了。
He was awakened.
他说我学医要做什么？
What is the purpose of learning medicine?
我要医生，我要赚钱。
I want to make money.
我要医好中国人。
I want to heal Chinese.
医好中国人的灵魂。
Their soul.
医好中国人的身体有什么用呢?
What is the point of healing their physical body?
当他在看见日本人鼓掌，中国人被枪毙，大家鼓掌的时候，
When he saw that the Japanese applauded the killing of the Chinese in the movie,
坐在他旁边的中国人也鼓掌。
He realized that the Chinese is clapping too.
他就整个心灰意冷。
He was most disappointed.
中国人被杀，日本人鼓掌，你中国人也鼓掌吗？
Why would the Chinese applaud the killing of the Chinese by the Japanese?
那如果你生病，我医你，医你好了做什么用？
If you get sick, I heal you. What's the purpose?
所以他从那一天开始，
From that day onwards,
决定不做医生。
He decided not to be a doctor.
我不是叫你不做医生。
I'm not asking you not to be a doctor.
那你知道？ 鲁迅有这样的一个经验，
But you know that 鲁迅 has such experience.
他说：“我把中国人的身体医好有什么用？”
He asked himself, "What's the purpose of healing physically?"
谁医治中国人的病？
For who will heal their sickness?
精神的病，
in their spirit,
灵魂的病，
in their
人格的病，
in their character,
他们思想的病呢？
In their thoughts,
绝对不做医生了。
So he did not want to be a doctor.
绝对用文学来讽刺中国文化。
And you will use writing to criticize China.
你说鲁迅不爱国吗？
Was Lu Xun a patriot?
鲁迅比那些自己宣称自己爱国的人更爱国。
He loved the country more than many so-called patriots.
今天我宣布，我比许多共产党员更爱国。
I declare that I love China more than many communist party members.
我爱中国人的灵魂。
I love the Chinese soul.
我爱中国人的文化。
I love Chinese culture.
我爱中国人在神面前。 可以领受救恩的权柄。
I love the fact that Chinese can receive salvation before God.
所以我奉献做传道。
And so I became a preacher.
我盼望中国早日归主。
I want China to belong to God.
我热夜祷告中国人归主。
I pray day and night that China will go back to God.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当犹太人逼迫基督徒的时候，
When the Jews persecuted the Christians,
看见他们的逼迫还没有罗马人的厉害。
Their persecution was not as worse than the Romans.
罗马人逼迫基督徒的时候，
When the Romans persecuted the Christians,
因为这以前他们遇到的困难，现在没有办法解决了。
The kind of challenges cannot be solved.
罗马本来不是帝国。
The Romans were not an empire.
到了 Octavian 成为帝国的时候，
In the time of Octavian, they become an empire.
就是耶稣诞生的前后的时间。
About before Jesus was born.
那个时候只第一个皇帝叫做奥古斯都。
He was the first emperor Augustus.
奥古斯都就是 Octavian.
It is Octavian.
这以前罗马是共和国。
Before that, they were a republic.
为什么变成帝国呢？
Why did they become an empire?
因为他们扩张土地的时候，
When they were expanding their territory,
他们很怕 再有人打败他们。
They were afraid of defeat.
唯一的得胜就是继续得胜，得胜再得胜，得胜以后再得胜，就没有办法给仇敌有一个机会再来报复他们。
And so the only strategy is to keep winning so that your enemy cannot take revenge.
这是罗马帝国扩张的原因。
This is why they expanded.
罗马帝国扩张到最广的时候，
At the height of their expansion,
南部到北非，
In the south they reached North Africa,
北部到苏格兰，
In the north to Scotland,
西部到西班牙，
To the west, Spain,
东部差不多到印度，
East almost India,
已经超过了亚历山大 帝国的地势了，
greater than Alexander's territory.
他们用这个办法继续扩张。
They continue to expand.
打败了一个民族以后，
When they defeat the people,
他们把那个民族战败的当作他们奴隶再去打别人。
They enslaved the prisoner of war and attacked again.
就一直扩张，一直扩张。
So they kept expanding.
你被变成奴隶的时候，
When you became a slave,
完全失去你的自由。
You will lose your freedom.
漂亮的女人被卖，变成富翁的妾。
And the beautiful woman become concubines of the rich.
强壮的男人被卖掉，在奴隶市场变成贵族的奴隶。
The strong people will become slaves of the royal people.
继续在打仗。
And they continue to fight.
继续在打仗。
Continue to conquer.
那么他们打到一个民族的时候，
When they defeat a people,
以色列人，
The Israelites,
叫做犹太人，
The Jews,
叫做希伯来人，
The Hebrews,
他们就照他们的规则，
And based on their tradition,
从奥古斯都开始定下了原则，
A principle from the time of Augustus.
罗马公民都没有自主权。
Roman citizens have no freedom.
每一个公民 的真正拥有者就是罗马皇帝。
For the Caesar will own all citizens.
每一个公民都是皇帝的。
Therefore, everybody belongs to the emperor.
皇帝是我的主人。
The emperor is my lord.
我绝对效忠于皇帝。
I must completely belong to him.
我一切的一切是皇帝的。
Everything I have belongs to him.
这件事闹到一个地步，
This was so severe.
Caligula 做皇帝的时候，
When Caligula was emperor,
也就是在王宫的台上他站着。
He was standing on top of the palace.
一对刚刚结婚， 很英俊、很漂亮的女孩子从那边走过去。
He witnessed a pair of very beautiful girls just got married.
是的， handsome man
and beautiful girl，
不是 a pale girl， 那可怕的不得了。那么他就对他的士兵说，
and he said to his soldier，
那个女孩子太漂亮了，
that girl is so beautiful，
你把她抢过来，
bring her to me，
因为她是我的，
she's my possession，
全公民都是我的，
all of the people belong to me，
我要跟她睡觉三天才还给她的丈夫，
I will have sex with her 3 days then I return her。
你可以想象，如果你兴奋的时候你的太太给人家强奸三天还给你，你的感觉怎么样？
Can you imagine how you would feel if you are the groom？
罗马皇帝有这样的特权。